CGTV.
In today's world, and I don't know why this is, but everybody is supposed to be excited. Everybody is supposed to exude a cotton candy type candy bar attitude about life that, and it's all a front, of course, it's all fake. I guess this is found most of all on Facebook. I wouldn't know, I'm not on Facebook, but I think it's this desire to let everybody know that your life is great, that you love getting up in the morning, and that you are an exuberant person and you never have down times, you never have any lack whatsoever, and no matter what your situation in life is, you meet it with many, many exclamation points and many, many emojis. This is Martin Zender. And I have some information for you today concerning the Spirit of God and the fruit of the Spirit of God and what I would call a cross-section of spiritual excitement. Boy, I got a really interesting awakening not long ago. I have a friend who texts me, and this is such a phenomenon. When somebody texts you, anybody, and they say, good morning, and they put an exclamation point after the good morning, it really does, when you read that, you can't help but think it's good morning. Or if you give them some good news that happened to you, and they say, that is great, only they put an exclamation point, that's great. That is great. You can't help but read it that way with the exclamation point. It's magical what the exclamation point does. And if there are two exclamation points, then you can't even picture the person sending the text as standing still. They're dancing, they're throwing confetti into the air, they're jumping up and down. Have a good day! Two exclamation points. Well, my revelation came when I was with the person, and this is not a critical comment on the person, because I do the exact same thing. You have to do it today, it seems like, and I'll tell you why in a minute, and then I'll give you the antidote to all this madness. I was with the person who would generally text me with exclamation points like, yay! Hi, great. I say. So she was texting someone else in my presence. And she said, that is really fantastic. I'm happy to hear that exclamation point. That is great news, exclamation point. Good morning, exclamation point. Right, speaking into the phone, the speaking app text trick thing where you can talk instead of type. You tell your phone what to say and it magically puts the letters and the punctuation marks in it, and you can put an exclamation point in it by just saying exclamation point, or saying period, or saying comma, or you might not know this, quote, it puts quotation marks in it when it hears it. Yes, it's all miraculous, but it also miraculously exposes something, is that we are not all this freaking excited, but we have to put up a front of excitement. It was funny seeing this, and I do the same thing. I put exclamation point, and this is so, I've caved. This is a caving, total caving on my part, a surrender to the eon, honestly. Because as a writer, I am trained to understate. I am trained to not use exclamation points. Any writer worth his or her salt does not use exclamation points because it's cheap. It's a cheap way to communicate enthusiasm. The only time you should use an exclamation point is if one of your characters or if someone is falling off a cliff and they say, A-I-I, exclamation point. Or someone just finds out that a Martian ate their dog. They say, what? You're allowed to use an exclamation point for that. But if you're trying to say that this is such a lovely day, for one thing, don't use the qualifier lovely. And for certain, don't use an exclamation point. You would say something more like, the sun radiated its primal goodness. No, get rid of primal. Edit that. The sun radiated. Yes. The rays dripped onto the heads of the unworthies walking downtown for lunch. There is a great sentence. Understated. The facts are coming through without the artificial emotion, and the strength is in the words, not in the artificial addition of jubilance. Is that a word? Jubilation. Now on to the spiritual aspect of this. Many of us, because of the way we think we ought to feel, because God is in our lives, we ought to have this kind of exuberance and excitement. Some of us were in some religious sects that would insist on it. Like in the way I'm caving, when I say I'm caving, is I will actually say exclamation point. I have to, because if you don't, in this era, people think you're upset or you're mad. It's like, what's wrong? If you don't use an exclamation point or a smiley face, people say, what's wrong? What happened? Like, I hope you have a good day, period. No exclamation point. Is he mad at me? Is he depressed? Because you just can't talk normally anymore, especially not on this stupid thing, cell phone. It's ridiculous. So I have to join it or else I get like, what's wrong? Is Martin mad at me? Did I say something bad to Martin that he's responding with such anger and anger and vile hatred? And the vile hatred is saying hello without the exclamation point. Hello. Hello. What did I say? What did I say to Martin? So I've learned you have to put the smiley face in it. And if you say anything critical at all to anyone, as long as you put a smiley face. I've learned this. You have to do this now. You have to do this because text is so terrible at being able to convey what you're really thinking, what you're really saying. A text could be misinterpreted 10 different ways. You know this. But you can fix all that with a smiley face. Fix it all. I've learned that. Oh, I've learned it. Smiley face. Two smiley faces is even better. Three smiley faces. You can tell anybody anything. I hate your guts. Smiley face, smiley face. They'll take it well. They'll take it well. Spiritually, many of us, some of us were in religious cults, religious brands, such as Pentecostalism, where excitement was expected. And you're supposed to jump up and down. You're supposed to praise God. You're supposed to be exuberant. But this is ridiculous, and this is not true spiritual excitement. I hate even to use the word excitement, but let's go ahead and use it since I'm drawing the analogy between the world's version of excitement and God's version of excitement. Listen to this. You want spiritual excitement? We must go. Whenever we talk about spirit and how it manifests in our life, we must go to the fruit of the Spirit. Is that pluralized? Let me go. It's Galatians chapter 5. Now, if you are led by the Spirit, I'm in verse 18, Galatians 5:18. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not still under law. You're not under law. And that's it. It's like, if you're not under law, I mean, if you have the Spirit of God, you're not under law. That itself is exciting, to not be under law. People who are under law and found out that the Spirit, the presence of the Spirit of God in their lives, which was real, which was like God breathing inside of them, this was more sustaining. This was doable. The law wasn't. That itself would produce possibly cause someone to use 16 exclamation points, but the greatest manifestation of spiritual power to me is a deep, let me slow down. The greatest evidence of spiritual power in a life to me is not 8 exclamation points. It's this deep, and I mean deep, 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 deep contentment. And I mean it's way down there, because it doesn't necessarily show on the surface. I've compared my life and my moods sometimes, and I've explained this to other people, that it's the ocean. And the ocean on the surface is very tumultuous, tempestuous even. And the waves blow with the wind, and it seems riled. And it often is, but that's the surface. When you go down, 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 down to the ocean floor, not even that far, you get silence, darkness. I use darkness not in a spiritual sense, but in a non-light sense. And this, while the storm is raging on the surface, deep, deep, deep spiritual contentment. It's knowing what God has done for you. It's having a trust that God will see you through. It's a conviction that what God has said in His Word concerning you will come to fruition. It will happen. This is true spiritual excitement. And just as you cannot measure one's spirit or degree of spirit or amount of spirit or quality of spirit by their outward, because of the waves, yeah, they may be flustered on the outside, but inside they're deeply, deeply, deeply content. You can't judge very many things today by the outside. There are those who are just the opposite, placid, calm, no ripples on the water whatsoever, because they are interested in presenting a front to the world that everything is fine. As Henry David Thoreau said, men everywhere, and I think he would agree that women also, are living lives of quiet desperation. Quiet desperation. They're placid on the outside, and when you see that, you think, man, everybody's got a great life except me. Why is everyone content except me? They have the opposite problem you may have. They definitely have the opposite problem I have. They come across, especially on social media, as everything's fine, everything's fine. But down deep, deep, where you and I have this assurance that I might even call spiritual excitement, true spiritual excitement, down deep, they are a mess. There's no foundation, there's no assurance, there's no contentment, there's no knowledge of the Word of God. Everything in life for them is a crapshoot. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what God has for them. They're of the eat, drink, and be merry mentality that sees no future and strives to do everything in the present. How calm they look, how calm they look. But I contend to you that there may be 16 exclamation points on the surface, but down below, there's nothing even near exclamation points. You and I are of an opposite disposition. We're honest with God. This causes us to be honest with other people. And maybe I'll stop using exclamation points and emojis. In other words, being honest, we don't always look like the people we're quote unquote supposed to be, who are believers in Christ. But deep down where it counts, where the true excitement is, I'm going to get more into this tomorrow, we are content. And there is a joy, much different than happiness, much different than happiness, there's a joy existing down there that the world can't touch. That the world can't touch.